Welcome to The Ride. I'm here with Navin. Good morning, Navin.
Good morning. How are you, Andrew?
We are on a little biking journey this morning.
Yep.
And we stopped at a Wesco. Just take a quick break. And, well, you want to tell them what you were? No,
I had to
use the restroom. Yeah.
That's fine.
So as we were there, I showed him the Wesco bakery items. And he didn't know that Wesco provided their own little packages candy and cookies and donuts. And he was upset that I was showing him these items because they're a temptation. At least some of them were.
Yeah.
But he said, well, it's great they repackage it so you could share with somebody. But we don't do that as Americans.
Right.
And it reminded me of the Twix commercials. Two for me, none for you.
Right. Yeah. That's got a good memory.
So what does that say about our society?
Right.
What are your thoughts?
Well, I remember, that brings up my thought of my memory of the Kit Kat commercial.
Okay.
Give me a break. Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that. Break me off a piece of that. Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar. Give me a break. Give me a break.
So that's about sharing. That's an older commercial.
Right.
So nowadays, I guess the newer commercials are about not sharing.
Right.
Because obviously they want you to buy more.
Sure.
But this is kind of the culture that we live in.
Yeah, they're not... it's like 12 cookies, but for... I don't know, maybe in olden days people didn't have this much of an issue with overeating. But...
as we get more sugar in our diets... it's obvious to me that the cycle continues. I saw yesterday as I pulled in to a gas station to get gas.
Yeah.
There was a little kid. He was chubby. I could only see his face, really. He was sitting in the car waiting for his parent to come in.
Yeah.
And she came back. His mom came back and handed him the 64-ounce soda. It could have been water in there.
Well,
but it was obvious from
too?
Yes, it was obvious from the appearance of
the mom,
both him and his mother,
right,
that they were going down a slippery slope with food,
right.
And I mean, he must have been 12 years old, so she's setting him up for failure, for his entire life.
Sure.
And you see people today that have changed their lives when they've gotten older. They've turned things around.
Yep.
But it must be such a challenge. I mean, I only had to lose about 30 pounds.
Right.
And Navin, this is the first time you're on the show with me. So can you just give people a brief...
this is the first time you're having a show.
this is my second show because Ian Bobinac was my first
interview. Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah, good.
So, but yeah, still relatively new. Why don't you just give the folks listening a quick summary of your weight struggle?
Well,
journey.
I don't know if it can be quick. I'll try to summarize. All right. So growing up, my parents would always want us to eat and not go hungry. Now, they didn't feed us junk food. Certainly, we had chips around and stuff like that. But for the most part, it was home cooking. But even that, you know, mashed potatoes and gravy. And they didn't want us to go hungry, so... It was a challenge. I was skinny growing up, about till I was like 15 or 16. Kind of started gaining weight. And ever since then, with the advent of some of my mental health issues, which I'm medicated on right now, but so that's under control for the most part. But that, I think, lends itself to... this overeating thing and this emotional eating that I have, and trying to make good decisions every day, but it's difficult for me. My weakness is sugar in the form of chocolate and cookies and
refined
sugars. So that's why I kind of started biking with you and just trying to develop some healthy habits.
So we are biking right now. This is our first show on the road. We're giving it a try. Now, if you've listened to the show before, which you haven't because you just mentioned I did one, you would know that we like to challenge our guests and then circle back with them about a month later with a follow-up interview.
Oh, okay.
So here's my challenge to you after you're listening to you for about a half an hour on the ride to our first destination. I would really like to challenge you for 1 month to replace your afternoon and nighttime sugar with fruit.
Okay.
Because then you'll get that fruit, but you'll also get the fiber.
Right.
You can still have some cookies or donuts or whatever in the morning.
No, I can't, because once I start, it's not a good... I can't just, like, have one or two out of the box. So, but yes, that's a good challenge. I'll take you up on that challenge.
Okay.
There's a person coming on a recumbent bike, so I'm going to pull behind you. Whoa, there's blue herons.
Yeah, whatever. Blue herons or cranes flying overhead.
This is awesome.
Morning.
Hello again. She's listening to her music, so she waved, though.
So, great. And we will circle back with you in about a month and see how the challenge is going.
How about circle back in a week?
We'll probably talk about it in a week, too.
And then we'll record a new episode.
Yes.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Andrew. This was fun.
Yep. Thanks for joining me on the ride. Make sure to tune in next week. We're working on our RSS feed, thanks to Navin. So hopefully you can get regular updates. Make sure to read the disclaimer at the bottom of the article, and we'll talk with you next time.
Peace.